Welcome to Audio Obscura, an audio mystery podcast, hosted by David Martinez and Michael Foster.
Episode 68.
You got to take the risk, you got to take the shot.
That's good iced coffee. I'm ready.
Love it. He's ready. Foster, you look ready. We're all ready for some ice cream. Ladies and gentlemen, it's ice cream for your ears. It's Audio Obscura. What? We're back again in the saddle for another grand ol' episode of the Audio Mystery Podcast, Audio Obscura. My name is David Martinez, and across the Zoom internet from me is my flamboyant? See, yeah. At this point, it's not words that describe you. It's just because I want to come up with an adjective. So I just make one up. You're not particularly flamboyant?
I thought you were going to say flatulent.
Oh, I can do that. You're okay with that?
Oh, that was a bad one. No, skip it. Edit this out.
Leave it in. Leave it in.
We haven't introduced you yet.
Okay, sorry. I'm hiding. I'm going back in my cubbyhole.
The flatulent Michael Quinton Foster. And in his cubbyhole, hiding and emerging like the Kraken from its underwater lair, ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Bobby McCoskey.
Hello, hello. Woo. I'm here in this hole, just hanging out, having a good time.
Thank you for joining us, Bobby. We are bound to have a good time with you around. So glad you could join us on today's episode.
Oh, of course, of course. Like I said before here, I binged quite a few episodes before I came in here today, and I love it. I love what you're doing. It's beautiful. I love it.
All right. Thanks, here's Mom. Your $10.
Thank you. That's Obscura bucks.
That's or, right. Right. It's got.
I was thinking. Yeah. Can you call it Obscura C? How do you put currency in here? Obscurancy. Yeah. Sorry.
I love that our guests have made Obscura bucks a thing without us even doing it.
We've got to like. Now there's pressure to deliver somehow.
Right.
I don't know how, but
Know. Well, I'll tell you what, we will for sure deliver this mystery. Yeah. I am this week's Obscurist, which means I have prepared a series of clips for my two guessy boys, Bobby and Foster. We have a pattern emerging, as yet again, I have six clips for my guessy boys today. I have six regular season clips, I should say. After those six clips, I will turn to you two and ask you if you are ready to try and guess this week's mystery, to see if you think you know what the source and subject is of the mystery. And if you do, you have a potential to win an amazing 3 points. If you are still unsure, I can give you an optional seventh clip, which will be a hint. And after that, if you guess and you get both the source and subject correct, you can win 2 points. If you get one or the other correct, just 1 point. A few other things here and there. Foster, I'd like to call to order the Council of Audio Obscura. I have a...
Yeah, yeah!
Yeah. I have a suggestion. I have a suggestion for the rules of the bell.
Yeah.
Ooh, I need to know this too. Yeah, I'm listening. Yeah,
addendum 4B to our Audio Obscura Constitution.
I'll allow it.
To our Cubscura Constitution. The council allows it. I would like to propose, I think it's good we remove the bell from the table towards the end, around the last clip. But I would like to suggest that the bell be dung for open-ended questions, not direct guesses or yes or no questions.
Okay.
Oh, I'm not offering. I'm telling you that this is the way we're doing it.
Give an example of an open-ended question that I would. Yeah.
What is the one from Mexico that we had with Tiffany Chappell? What do they say in Mexico or something like that?
Who do we know?
Who do we know in Mexico? See, that's an open-ended question. There's lots of people you could know who's been to Mexico. Or what can't they say in Wisconsin? There's lots of things. But I wonder if it's speed dating. That doesn't work. If you ding, then like it's speed dating.
Because you could answer it with a yes or a no.
Right, correct. Correct.
Okay.
How do you seem uneasy?
I like watching Foster take this in.
I'm bored. If I'm being honest, I want to get into this. For real, that sounds fine.
Cool.
Sure.
We're doing it. I, again, wasn't offering. Just telling you that this is how it's working.
With a ladies and gentlemen. Adjourned.
Meeting adjourned. Thank you. Oh, hold on, hold on. Let's jump into this week's mystery. My guessy boys look ready to go. Bobby, you feeling excited? You ready? You nervous?
Yeah, I'm nervous. I feel like I'm not going to have a clue what it is. But I guess that's the point of this whole show, right?
Sure. Yeah, a little bit. A little bit.
Has anyone ever got it right off the gate? Has that happened?
You're not right off the gate. Well, okay.
Okay.
That's not entirely true. And, oh, you know what? This is a perfect time to
revisit. Is there a deleted episode?
No. This is the perfect time to revisit this memory because 1 year ago today, this episode is going to drop on Thanksgiving. By the way, happy Thanksgiving, Obscurians listening.
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
You can use this to enjoy your post-dinner coma slumber. Last Thanksgiving, we released an episode with Kate Hogan and Hillary Holt in which the mystery was solved very rapidly, let us say. You can go back and listen to that, Obscurians, who are hearing this. So let's hope that that does not happen again for this Thanksgiving's episode. I don't think it will.
Everyone, get around the fire for about 4 to 5 minutes. We got a story to tell.
Just a quick one before dessert. Here we go.
Quick little tip.
All right. Cool. Bobby's ready. Foster, you feeling good? You ready? You excited? You nervous?
Yes.
You look good, buddy.
Like, yes. I'm ready.
Well, here we go.
I'm ready.
Clip. Number one.
And I get a lot of coaching calls from people who are either younger wanting to get in, like you.
This guy sounds he sounds like a surfer bro-y kind of surfer bro-y. Are you getting that kind of vibe from him, Foster? Not that he's a surfer per se,
yeah.
But just he has that kind of everything's cool and I'm cool.
I don't know. I almost got like some kind of like multi-level marketing type thing. But maybe it's multi-level surfing, dude.
Yeah, two surfboards, yeah. On top of
so
each other.
So, dude, here's how it works. So, you go down to these dudes, all right? And then they're incentivized, and they're like, dude. And then those dudes,
yeah,
talk to these bros.
And then they get you on a timeshare on a board, and it's just a great deal all around.
All right.
And just imagining them marketing like a timeshare con, but entirely in surfboard analogies.
I think those two can overlap. Yeah. Like, surfer dudes can also be like white collar Wall Street.
Yeah,
people
uptight,
too,
uptight,
you know?
Wall Street. That's definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. What else did you pick up? Did you hear anything else?
This person is a coach or a mentor, mm-hmm. or maybe some kind of guru. And that's how I interpreted it. And they are getting lots of calls about something.
Yeah, they have some kind of life skill that people want to learn. I'm trying to pick up from their tone what it would be. I'm kind of clueless on that. I guess we need more info.
Yeah. Obscurians will remember that our guessy boys get to listen to each clip twice and no more than twice. So let's get that second listen of clip number one. Here we go.
And I get a lot of coaching calls from people who are either younger wanting to get in, like you.
Oh, I picked up the like you.
So, yeah. So that means, what does that mean? Like, younger people wanting to get into it. Is it something that younger people normally don't do? Or is it, I don't know.
Young people, they love it. They love... What do they love, Bobby? We know.
they love the TikToks and the Twitches and the fidget spinners,
Switches.
Yo-yos. Oh, yeah. Kids are going nuts for hula hoops right
now. Love,
it's a wacky
they love
time.
Solving climate change. You know.
That's what all the hip kids are talking about these days.
You go to any playground, it's all climate change talk all day. That's all the little kids are raving about.
All right, let's get a little more mystery for our Obscura bucks, yeah. And jump into clip number two. Here we go.
You got to take the risk. You got to take the shot because otherwise you're not going to grow.
You're not going to grow.
I already feel like just because I've played this game and I prepared mysteries before, that this is going to be just a community that takes itself way too seriously. And this is going to be something it's going to have the stakes of like Marble Olympics or, you know, something like that.
Yeah.
I would, that's what I'm getting from this.
Foster, this is Audio Obscura. I'm getting that, we take everything seriously.
Yeah, I'm getting a similar vibe too, that it's going to be something where it's like, these people think they have a brilliant idea and it's a growing thing. And like, in reality, it's like a terrible idea. No one wants to be a part of in any kind of way.
I had a thought of like, maybe, and I think we're all gamers. I had a thought of like competitive gaming, like Rocket League or something.
Yeah. I was thinking it could be like training on that, or training on how to be like a TikTok star or something, you know what I mean? Like how to make videos, maybe something like that.
I also had that kind of thought. YouTube or Twitch kind of thing.
I'm wondering, what kind of medium do you think? Is this like a documentary documenting these people? Or is this their propaganda?
Aren't
those the same thing?
Let's play
documentary or propaganda.
Or propaganda. Yeah. My favorite.
I don't know. But this does seem to be a different voice now.
Yeah, it's someone else that's bought into this pyramid scheme, whatever it is.
Yeah. I just imagine this is like a really young, wide-eyed documentarian. Just really wants to break into this business, whatever it is.
Yeah. So like, they're like documenting this group that they're making or whatever, trying to get people to join.
What do we think about, I'll tell you what, let's give it our second listen and then we get some comments about voice and our two clips that we've heard so far. Here we go, David. Clip 2.
I think you got to take the risk. You got to take the shot. Because otherwise you're not going to grow.
Okay. Not take the shot. You're not going to grow. See that? I think the grow is what made me think like followers or like you're not going to, maybe something in the social media realm. I could be way off with all this.
Early on, we usually are.
Yeah. Have you guys, this came across my mind just now. Have you guys ever seen one of this type of thing, like a marketing type thing live or like in as a webinar or whatever, and they say information like that, like on a PowerPoint slide even, where they say like step one is taking the shot because if you don't take it, and you're just like, did I waste my money? Am I here for the right reasons? I could have gotten this information off the internet or a motivational poster.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I was imagining in the background is that photo of like one person shooting a shot, like a basketball, just barely over someone else who's jumping. And it's like, you got to shoot your shot or whatever. It's like, yeah, that's deep.
Yeah. The usable content of this webinar is like 5% of what overall is being said.
Yeah, it does feel like it's very like heavy push marketing. Like, you got to do this. You got to do this right now. Or, now's the time. You got to do this right now. Like a high, almost like a, a pyramid scheme or like a timeshare,
Let's jump into clip 3 and find out what's next in our mystery. Here we go.
Yeah the are 22 years old.
Okay.
They're speed queens.
Okay. Okay.
Wrench thrown.
I think things. Yeah, I feel like I don't think they're Twitch streamers anymore. maybe not.
Okay.
They might have OnlyFans accounts.
So, I'm not familiar with the term speed queen.
I will tell you, you misheard, sir. But as much as I love the idea of a speed queen,
I thought it was speed queen too.
No, I will wait till our second listen. But that is not correct.
Okay. Well, I'm sure the word speed is probably fine.
I was thinking something about the tone to me sounded like mentioning that they're like 22 years old and speed demons or whatever they were called. Speed queens. See, I thought that was like people who were addicted to methamphetamine. That's where my brain first went to.
What a euphemism.
I might be dead wrong.
Yeah, he's a speed queen.
Yeah.
Yeah, the are 22 years old.
Okay.
They're speed queens.
Okay, so
I hear how you can hear queens.
Okay.
Any better? Any other clarifying?
Speed freaks. Speed creams. Bobby? What did you hear?
Yeah, I heard the same thing again. I heard speed.
All right, sorry, it's the audio's fault. So I'll blame the quality of the audio. Speed cleans. The word was cleans.
Speed cleans.
Yeah.
Okay.
C L E A N S.
There's speed. Is this like a piece of technology he's talking about? Like getting like they're 22 years old. They're speed. Is it like someone who's getting into old rollerblades or something like that?
These clean up the floor, man. They're awesome. They just wipe the floor.
Yeah, because you cut out a part of the audio, and I assume that's because it's
correct.
Clue.
Yeah,
to,
there was
like...
a bleep at the beginning there that is revealing content. Mm-hmm.
So is it? Are we describing a group? Like, or could it be a single individual? Could an entire group be 22 years old? Maybe describing like a piece of equipment or something. These proto Roombas are 22 years old. They're absolute.
Yeah. They're 4 foot wide. They have a gas engine.
They're loud as hell.
But...
and they just sort of throw the dirt around.
They were $5,000 when they came out in 1982.
The only thing they're good for is to keep people from having babies.
Set it on the side of the box.
I don't know. The ideas aren't coming.
Yeah.
I blame you, David.
Yeah, everything about this, like, I can't pick a direction because it's like trying to get people in that are like younger getting into this thing. These are 22 years old, or this person's 22 years old and they're a speed.
Clean.
What was it?
Speed
again?
Clean.
Speed clean. Speed clean.
All right. Well, we have a few, I would say, pretty distant pieces of the puzzle at the moment. It is time for our halfway segment. We're at the halfway point now, which means, ladies and gentlemen, Obscurians listening, you know what that means. That means it's time for our segment, Hot or Cold. Bobby, of course, you are very familiar with the theme song to Hot or Cold. Would you please share it with us? Give us the theme song to Hot or Cold.
I heard a story and it's been told. This next little tale's either hot or cold.
Beautiful. Thank you. Yeah.
Thanks.
That is it. Everyone's familiar with it. Very good. So for the segment of Hot or Cold, the way it works is our two guessy boys get a chance to ask me a one word or one phrase kind of guess or idea that they might have that they're on the trail of. And I will tell them if it's hot, cold, cool, or warm. Bobby, as our guest, you can choose if you want to go first or defer to Foster.
I'll have Foster go first.
Right.
So I can think of what I want to say.
The flatulent Foster, what is
earlier you said we take the show seriously.
We fart on the show all the time.
And I immediately wanted to go, I poop my pants, I poop my pants, I poop my pants. I'm just going to go, the word that's jumped out to me is clean. So I'm going to say cleaning.
I will say borderline hot.
Whoa.
Yeah. Like very, very warm.
Okay.
I mean, in a sense, you're just guessing a word, which you heard in the clue already. So I don't know how much that gives you,
but you're confirming it's an important clue.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Yeah. That's
borderline hot.
Thank you.
I want a music stinger under that.
Yeah, you need to make that happen ASAP.
Someday we're just gonna have a mixer with all of these different like lukewarm.
Yeah. It's a little bit tepid.
You're neutral as.
It's kind of warm, but I wouldn't swim in it.
Bobby, what is your guess for hot or cold?
Let me think. I'm gonna say like salesperson.
just a tiny bit warm, like a little bit warm.
Just a little bit warm.
It's ever so slightly warm.
They're all big reps, even if they're not even close to it. Real cold.
You're nowhere close.
You failed miserably. Ladies and gentlemen, that is Hot or Cold. Bobby, take us out one more time with that theme song.
Here's a little tale my daddy told. This next little question, it's hot or cold.
All right, it is time to jump into the back half of our mystery. Let's
do we,
keep our fingers
Do we get any time to process hot or cold?
Oh, I mean, we process yours, I think, a bit.
Yeah.
That's true.
But maybe not as much Bobby's.
Yeah,
final thoughts. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say it probably vaguely has something to do with sales. It's probably more about this cleaning thing and whatever's going on.
We know that young people want to get into the vacuum sales game.
It could. I read a very large Reddit thread about this once. and apparently there's odd opinions in the vacuum community.
And how did you feel about yourself when you got done?
I felt like buying a German-made vacuum. That's how I felt. that's how I felt.
David, I'm sorry.
No, yes. No, that's fine. I'm glad you said something. Cool. So, if no other further thoughts about hot or cold, it is time for the back half now. Here we go. Clip four.
If you want something to happen, you have all the tools at your disposal, at your fingertips. I literally went on YouTube and looked up how to fold a fitted sheet.
I got to look that up.
Don't we all?
I have no clue.
I have no with the bungee sides.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
Although I will be the first. I will be one of those people who say I probably have looked it up on YouTube before and either don't remember or didn't figure it out from the video. Like I didn't get it. It's hard. It's just too weird.
So I'm trying to think if he's talking about this, like, you know, you can go online and look up how to, do a folded sheet. Is he talking about that as if like the product they're selling is like a cleaning guru thing and you know, it does something you couldn't just do yourself online?
I don't know. I mean,
we stumped him.
I mean, here's the thing. It's like young people like getting interested in cleaning, like, I haven't seen it. My son's room is a disaster. A little scamp. Oh my god!
I do. I feel like, but there's a hipsterism for everything. You know what I mean? So I feel like there could be like a hipsterism for like I clean my stuff with one of those old washboards in a lake or what, in like a flowing river, and this is how like nature was intended to wash clothes or whatever.
Yeah, can we get the second listen?
Yeah, absolutely. Here we go. Second listen for clip four.
If you want something to happen, you have all the tools at your disposal, at your fingertips. I literally went on YouTube and looked up how to fold a fitted sheet.
What are they trying to achieve?
Yeah, what's this comment in regards to? Like, yeah, what's their motive for saying?
Are young people into like cleaning Airbnbs? Like, is that a thing?
It might be. Yeah, it might be like a quick hire job, like on like an Uber of like service stuff like that. I don't know.
We've talked about Task Bunny. Or I'm sorry. Excuse me.
Yeah.
Take that back. We've talked about. I gotta quit doing that.
Wait, it's okay that you messed it up. Are you embarrassed because you called it Task Bunny? It's fine.
We've mentioned
Task Rabbit on this podcast before.
Yeah.
There's a lot of I think cleaning is one of the more popular categories on there.
Yeah, that was the thing that they mentioned, I think, finding the easiest time doing it. So maybe, I don't know. I like it. I like the idea.
All of these phrases, like we were talking about, are so like,
the cliche.
Cliche, the boilerplate type of things. Like, you know, it's you gotta, motivation is like a can of cranberries.
That is not cliche, sir.
Yeah.
Let me tell you. I want to know where you're going with that. That was original.
I lost my train of thought. And
no,
you
gotta
take it out of the can and it jiggles a bit. That's motivation.
like you miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That kind of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. I feel like the dude who's saying this, or the people who are, like, we're just learned it like a week ago at a 2-hour meeting or something.
Yes.
You know what I mean? It's like, this is how you sell to them. Is these points. Like, yeah.
The fitted sheet YouTube video he watched started with, all right, motivation. That's the key. You got to be motivated.
Yeah. He just typed motivation into YouTube, and the first thing that came up was like a folded sheet demo.
Don't lose hope. Yeah, I like it. You know, I will say, Foster, calling back to, gosh, one of our first 5 or 6 episodes, I think, even, when we had I believe the episode was called This Guy's Crying Over Spilled Noodles,
if that
brings it back for you. Yeah. So that's an example of, like, a motivational speaker who felt original and interesting and not these sort of stock canned phrases. All right, let's see where we go with this. Clip 5 up next. We got two clips left. Clip 5, here we go.
It's 8 minutes for 1/4. So about $1.
8 minutes for 1/4. All right, so they're selling something that cleans something to people.
Okay, hold on. Can we break down this math again?
What? Is it that hard?
It's tough for me.
There's no breaking down. They gave you the basic. It was 8 minutes equals 1/4. What do you want? You want to break it down per minute?
3.1 cents per 3.1 cents per minute.
Okay, so 8 minutes equals $1.
Equals 1/4.
8 minutes equals 1/4.
Here, tell you what. Let's just. Should we hear it again?
Can I get a visual?
Play it a second? Yeah. No, you cannot. This is audio obscure.
Damn it.
Wait. Okay. Audio is in the title.
Second lesson, clip 5.
It's 8 minutes for 1/4. So about $1.
Okay, so about $1. So normally it's 32 minutes to do whatever it is.
Well, it depends on what arcade game you're playing. If you're really good at it, you can stay alive for a while and... You know,
yeah. Like my best friend's brother could beat Contra in 2/4.
In 2 quarters.
In 2 quarters.
Okay.
Yeah. It feels like it's like, is it an old timey clean washing machine or like something? Like, what's that cheap? Like 8 minutes for 1/4.
Oh, that could be. I went to a laundromat recently. It could be something like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that's a pretty long, that's a long wash and probably dry.
Yeah. But they have like those industrial machines or whatever.
I am so lost on this mystery, Bobby. I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm dead weight in this episode.
No, I'm not being very helpful at all. It's a weird one. I feel like there's going to be something weird to the washing service, but I can't think of what it is. If it's like, you know, we specifically clean underwear, like we just like, I feel like there's going to be something even weirder to it. Because right now it just sounds like, oh, yeah, we're trying to get people to use this different cleaning technology that might be old, 22 years old.
We have a final clip left to get to.
Okay.
I need it.
Hopefully it will give you guys the clarity you need, potentially to make a guess before the hint.
Mm-hmm.
And, I didn't mention, once again, if you guess before the hint, you get 3 points, but we didn't say, Foster, what does Bobby have the potential to win if he gets 3 points today?
Oh, yeah.
A gold record from space.
Nice.
Wow, did space shoot it to us?
Yeah, it was a failed launch. You know how we
it went up, but it managed to come back down. It's all in one piece. It just didn't stay.
Wow!
Up.
So it's like a weird.
Sounds
time
highly
capsule.
Valuable.
Yeah. It was Voyager 3, and it was a record saying, "Hey, aliens, please disregard everything on the first record we sent. We didn't mean it. We hate you. Stay away,
man."
That's what it says.
I love the gold record, but man, I love the B sides.
Those deep hits.
Oh, man. The early stuff from Voyager, that was the best stuff. Hands down. Man.
Don't get me started on Curiosity. Ooh.
Clip six, our final clip for the mystery. Here we go.
All right. It's a great resource. I've learned all my fluff and fold stuff from you, so.
I learned
all my fluff and folds? Was it fluff and
I think
folds?
So. Was he talking to like an old grizzled like sensei? Like I have to thank you so much. I learned all my fluff and fold from you, sir. Okay, we're dealing exclusively with beds, it sounds like. So, I don't know, maybe just like young people are making decent money by like turning over rooms really fast. You know, I don't know, or like apartments or... I'm really thrown off by the quarter one.
Yeah, it's a quarter for 8 minutes. Yeah, like why would they... They wouldn't pay them a quarter for 8 minutes. That's against the law, correct? Yeah. If I'm not mistaken.
Unless you're just getting crazy tips.
yeah, we base it on tips. It could be that. It could be like, well, we technically pay you $1.25 an hour, but you do work for tips, so you know. Dude, I am so baffled by what this is.
I am too. We still have a second listen.
Yeah, second lesson of that. Yeah, I will say the bell is making its way off the table. I made a whole stink about it at the beginning of the episode.
Yeah.
It never came up. Never used it.
Okay.
Here we go. Clip six.
How could this happen?
It's a great resource. I've learned all my fluff and fold stuff from you, so.
It's a great resource. I've learned all my fluff and folds.
I will give you a free hint and say I don't know if you guys have made any effort to keep track of voices in this mystery and how many we have heard. Any thoughts on that at all? How many voices do you think we've heard?
Like three?
I think three. Is this guy the same guy that said earlier, like now it talks like he sounds like he's talking to his mentor or like someone that taught him, and earlier he was talking to like someone he was trying to sell something to. Is that the same guy? I might be twisted.
I will tell you, it is two individuals, two gentlemen, who this entire time we've kind of gone back and forth. I don't think we've had any clips with both of them. If you do want to know if any particular clips were one or the other, I will tell you that. Just to kind of help you out a little bit.
I want the hint.
Yeah, I think I need
that hint.
Because I'm like... I have too many directions my brain's going into what it is.
All right. Well, you heard the Guessy Boys, Obscurians. Our Guessy Boys have opted for the hint, which means you, Obscurian at home, if you do not want the hint, now is your chance to lock in your guess. Write it down. Tell a friend. Swirl it using your tongue on the inside of your mouth. Just like make letters. Use your tongue and write it out. Do that. Or just pause this podcast. You can do that too. Give yourself the time you need. We're going to move into the hint clip now for our Guessy Boys to see if this sheds any more light for them. Here we go. Clip seven, the hint clip.
We bought it. Me and my mom went half and half, and I'm going to pay her off over the year, and then it'll be my baby.
No way.
My mom and I went half on it.
A Kit Kat bar.
It'll be my baby. So
it'll be my baby.
So is he buying
What's
his mom out?
What's the going rate on babies?
like
paying for his independence.
Yeah, I'm paying for my independence.
Okay,
I'm gonna break this contract, but I'll pay you for you know, breaking on our deal of being your child till I'm 18.
30-year mortgage, you know. I'm free now, but I'll pay you out for the next 30.
Yeah.
So it's a thing, right?
It's a thing. It's like a some kind of cleaning device or cleaning apparatus or something. Or is it a sheet folder? What the is there such a thing as a sheet folder?
And we haven't watched the YouTube video. We don't know.
Yeah.
I am so flummoxed.
Yeah,
this is. I feel like there's several listeners who are angry right now.
If anyone knows what this is, you're a freak. Okay, I'm just going to say, I'm going to say it right now. If you have any idea what this is, like, you're the weirdo.
You're a speed, okay? you're a speed queen.
You're a speed queen for sure.
Okay, we'll give you your second listen, yeah. Our last yeah. listen for this mystery okay. of the hint clip, and then I may or may not give you a little nudge.
All right,
here we go.
Because we're way off.
Anyway, we bought it. Me and my mom went half and half, and I'm going to pay her off over the year, and then it'll be my baby.
No way.
You say I'm going to pay her off for a year?
Pay her off. For... Yeah. Yeah. So the other dude sounds like the surferiest bro ever. Like, no way, man. No way. You're going to do that.
Your mom's so cool.
Yeah. Sorry, this machine just got me so excited. Whatever it is. I don't even know what it does, but I'm so excited.
All right, summaries. God. Summaries to help us work our way towards a guess here.
There's, yeah. So there's.
What do we know?
Well, we know there's an element of mentoring and coaching, but we mix that with cleaning and beds.
The only other hint that I'll give, the last hint that I'm going to give you is don't overthink it. Mm-hmm.
Okay. That sounds like a motivational phrase or something. Are you?
Yeah. You know, just let your conscience go with it. Whatever you feel, dream it, believe it, take it, win it, success it. You got it.
Take a risk and reach for it.
Okay.
Is
this like a show where they follow around people who buy stupid out of date items and try to make them into practical things for the common person?
Dude, you did what with a Bop-It?
Yeah, wait. Bop-Its are back? No way.
This Bop-It.
You know, you take the batteries out and twist it around, it makes a kitchen mixer. Yeah.
This Bop-It cured my gout. Yeah.
Wait, gout's back?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anti-vaxxers.
Okay.
David, thank you so much. My brain.
I tried. It's all right.
No. You did everything you could do, David.
Well, let me get a guess of some type from each of you as to the source and subject.
Okay.
And Bobby, you can, again, as our guest, you can go first if you have something you're leaning towards, or you can defer to Foster.
I'll go first. I'm just going to stab in the dark here. All right. So I think we're watching a show where they, where the contestant, no, not a show where the contestants, but a show where the people on it collect odd bric-a-brac and try to like show it off in some kind of way. Maybe like I'm trying to think of like a TV show that would be something along this lines, like where you know, they find odd treasures and they show them off in some kind of way. It's like that, but dumb old useless cleaning items. That's my stab in the dark.
Sounds good. And you said show, so are you saying like a video?
Yeah, it's like a video, like a, maybe it's like a YouTube series or a bad TV network series.
Great. And Foster, your guess?
I think this is a video series about young people trying to break records with cleaning. And one way they do that is by incorporating various contraptions. Some cobbled together through ingenuity and some just purchased from the Japanese.
I give you the hint, don't overthink it, and you give me a guess like that. That's your guess. Lock it in.
Here comes my 2 points.
Yeah. I feel like he's going to play the clip of what it is. I'm still going to be like, I have no idea what I just heard.
Honestly, I don't even remember what I picked for the reveal, so we'll see.
Here we go.
Here we go. Those guesses are locked in. Obscurians, if you ask for the hint, that's your chance to lock in your guess as well. Here we go with the reveal of this week's mystery.
We're going young. Mason is with us today. He's 21 years old. He owns a laundromat, and I am just fascinated by Mason and his story and his mindset and just the way he's going after it. He's got some awesome, awesome input for anyone out there who owns a laundromat, but also anyone out there who wants to own a laundromat.
All of those people.
Young people. Yeah. Okay. They own what laundromats?
This mystery, the yes. source, is a podcast called The Laundromat Resource. And it is a podcast nice. for and by laundromat owners.
Can there please be like a Hell's Kitchen version of this? Where we just have...
yes!
What is this machine doing? Lint, lint,
tumbles,
lint!
It tumbles, but it cleans nothing!
Yeah. You call that a fold? I'll fold you over.
How many quarters does it have to take? 7, 8, 9, 10. It's just eating up. Gobbity gobbity.
You burned the freaking clothes.
How did you do that? These clothes are charred.
Wait, so is one of these people like 20 years old and a surfer dude and owns
That's
a
correct.
Laundromat?
So the two people you heard were the host of the podcast, who hosts every episode, and his guest for this particular episode, which is episode 28. As per usual, Obscurians, I'll put the link to the reveal in the show notes so you can check this out. And it's an episode where Mason Klein, and the description says, Mason Klein is a 21-year-old making things happen in a small mountain town in California. He's taken quite the path to get to laundromat ownership and is out to make the most of it. Yeah.
Whoa.
I mean, those are lofty goals. Dreams.
Yeah. It is. I mean, my only beef with all of it is both in the description and in the course of the interview. Yes, I listened to the whole thing. They make it seem like he's taken this like big long path and journey through life to get there. The dude's 21. Like he hasn't lived all that much quite yet.
I remember 8 months ago I had this idea, and it's just been like a lifetime since then, getting to partially owning a laundromat with my mom.
We opened 2 weeks ago, and I've learned so much. I've watched a bunch of so many YouTube videos. I feel like a different person now.
Yeah. Do you know clothes go in the dryer? Blew my mind the first time
I heard
that.
I've started tumble drying my sandwiches. It's incredible.
I think I'm onto something. It might be a new feature.
It's that mat life. Sorry.
There you go, gentlemen. Any questions about our mystery this week? About things you want to know what they were?
I'm wondering if this is the first time I've gotten 0 points. It might be.
It's my first time for sure doing it. Never got 0 points.
Yeah, 0 points, but you guys both did it with style.
I was going to say. Thank you. There has to be like 7 people that podcast applies to, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like, I know I'm like a improv nerd. I feel like there's a giant sub nerddom of that. I guess there is of owning laundromats. That's so weird.
I more than anything want to ask this guy his podcast metrics, like his analytics. I just want to know like who listens to you and where are they?
Here's what I will say. Here's what I will say. Is stop laughing. This is the holiday season. Bear with me. And sometimes the most popular things that people can put on their TVs are, like a fire, a hearth. Very welcoming.
Hey, good point.
And I would argue, I might be interested in seeing like clothes washing. Like that would be kind of relaxing. I could take a nap to that.
Like,
is this just your way of revealing a fetish to us that you're doing right now?
Hey, can
guys, I'm really into watching clothes.
Hey, can we take this to the laundry room? I hear what you're saying. It's very hypnotic to watch like clothes yeah. just tumbling. I think it doesn't even have to be like Thanksgiving. It could be like any day, like
right.
turn it on the clothes tossing in a dryer channel.
Yeah. It's good. It'd be like good white noise too for falling yeah. asleep boom, or something. Boom, boom, boom. Very relaxing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you might be onto something there.
I think you should write in a suggestion yeah. to the Laundromat Research hey. Podcast yeah. and suggest that the intro and outro should just be the sounds of yeah. laundry.
They're going to say I'm too old.
No, Foster, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
you're right. I got to take that shot.
You got to take that shot, my friend.
You're only 24. You're not that much older yeah. than me. You've lived a long, full life, and you've grown so much. You've been on journey after journey.
Oh. I'm growing in COVID. I'm a COVID chunk.
A COVID chunk. Oh, well, despite the lack of points to show for it, gentlemen, well done on today's mystery. It was a joy and a pleasure.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you, David. And thank you, Bobby.
Thank you. Thank you, Foster. Thank you, David. This was a blast. Even though I sucked at it.
It was our pleasure.
Thank you.
No, you had fun doing it. That's what matters. Bobby, is there anything you want to plug or tell people about where they can find you or see what you're
yeah,
doing?
Yeah, so normally I do improv with the improv shop in KC, but I haven't done any of that since COVID, really. But I do a podcast with my friends called Rotary Podcast. We kind of do like improvised scenes over the phone, and it's like a game of telephone we follow. And my friend Andy adds all kinds of nice sound effects, makes it into a nice little story. But yeah, if you want to check that out, we're on Instagram, iTunes, all that stuff. Yeah, and Spotify, all that. But Rotary Podcast.
Love it. Awesome. Check that out. Cool. And Foster, anything you want to mention?
You know, I'll just mention our website, audioobscurapod.com. And that you can use that handle for the socials, too. You can let me know how much I suck. That's just talk to us.
Just lay
no,
into
nothing
me.
Nothing but love.
I think he likes it. That's why he's like, come on, just tell me what it is.
Send me some.
Send him pictures. Send him videos of clothes.
That's what I was going to say.
Yes.
Oh, thank you, gentlemen, so much for joining us this week. And Obscurians, thank you for listening. And we'll catch you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. We did it! We did it! We did it! Now I gotta stop.
Audio Obscura is a weekly audio mystery podcast. Never miss an episode by subscribing on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. Send your audio mystery suggestions to audioobscurapodcast@gmail.com. If you'd like to support the show, you can share it or leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. Thanks for listening.
I poop my pants.